Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1352. Special Counsel Jack Smith says Trump resorted to crimes after losing the 2020 election. This according to a court filing that was unsealed today. Prosecutors described Trump as directly responsible for the tinderbox that he purposely ignited on January 6th after his increasingly desperate efforts to cling to power and overturn his 2020 election loss were unsuccessful. They added, when all else had failed, Trump directed an angry crowd of supporters to the United States Capitol to obstruct the congressional certification. Throughout the document, Smith argues that Trump was fundamentally acting as a private candidate for office and not as president when he sought to overturn his 2020 election loss, a direct response to the Supreme Court ruling that said Trump had immunity from some actions that he took as president. Smith wrote, at its core, the defendant's scheme was a private one. He extensively used private actors and his campaign infrastructure to attempt to overturn the election results and operated in a private capacity as a candidate for office. Prosecutors also accused Trump of knowing that his fraud claims were false because he continued to make those claims even after his close advisors, acting not in an official capacity but in a private or campaign-related capacity, told him they were not true. Meanwhile, at a campaign event, Trump spent 33 minutes meandering through various unrelated subjects before barely touching on the focus of the event, which was to highlight his education policy. We can be nice and we can be politically incorrect, Trump said, but the only thing they're going to do there is cheat on elections, and we just can't let that happen. He added, the city of Milwaukee is the home of first and oldest choice program. Trump went on to erroneously refer to Iran as Iraq, confused the dictator of North Korea with the president of Iran, and claimed that Kim Jong-un is trying to kill him. U.S. intelligence officials have briefed Trump about the real and specific threats from Iran to assassinate him as part of an effort to destabilize and sow chaos. At one point, Trump was asked if he should have been tougher on Iran after they retaliated over the U.S. drone strike that killed Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani and struck Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq. While no U.S. soldiers were killed, more than 100 were later diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries. Trump said that they could take a knife, they were like Rambos, just putting a million Rambos. Good old Sylvester Stallone was my friend, but it's like putting a million Rambos. When pressed to answer the actual question, Trump responded, what does injured mean? You mean because they had a headache because the bombs never hit the fort? The Harris campaign called Trump unfit to be commander-in-chief over the remarks. Trump also claimed that he would veto a federal abortion ban if he's elected, despite nominating three of the six conservative Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. He also refused to commit to vetoing such a ban during his debate with Harris last month, instead arguing he wouldn't have to veto an abortion ban. In an all-caps message on his personal social media platform, Trump wrote, everyone knows I would not support a federal abortion ban under any circumstances and would, in fact, veto it because it is up to the states to decide based on the will of their voters. Meanwhile, nearly a quarter of women voters who think abortion should be legal plan to cast their votes for Trump, according to a new poll. For these women, the economy and immigration rank ahead of abortion. And finally, Trump backed out of an interview with 60 Minutes because he didn't want to be interrupted for fact checks. Trump and Harris had both previously agreed to sit for individual interviews with CBS News as part of its primetime election special next week. The Trump campaign, however, claimed there were discussions, but nothing was ever scheduled or locked in. They insisted on cutting out of the interview to do fact checking. Harris, meanwhile, will still appear on the show, the highest-rated news program on television. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.